The Sentai Review, Episode 44, 2012, Super Sentai. Welcome to Fandom Night. It is another Wednesday. It is time for Sentai Reviews. And today we are on 2012 Shanimus. It's time for Shane Butcher's Name.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Who are these guys?
Tokumi Sentai Go Busters.
Wow!
They're not Ghostbusters.
His enthusiasm is truly amazing for this episode. Here they are, people.
Actually, they do, but they have something on their backs. They have, like, a strap.
Let's go around. I'm William Bush, Reploid Bill.
Set Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
I'm Punky.
These are your Rangers.
They weren't back.
Looks like the core Rangers, though.
Okay.
This looks like any suit you can fucking... It's like a homemade suit.
It's kind of weird. Like, the colors for this looks like blue, red, and yellow. Yellow's clearly a chick because she's wearing a skirt, but, like, all of them are decked out in, like, motorcycle gear.
I gotta be honest, in a way, I'm somewhat digging on this.
I am, too, but it's just, like...
Something's off.
Yeah. I can't tell if it's
they look like a mix. They look like a mix between. A lot of people think that what started Sentai was that Kamen Rider or Kamen Rider or whatever. This looks like it's a little bit of a mix between the two. Like it might have taken a little bit from each style and kind of fused it.
Yeah.
Someone has to describe these Rangers.
Well, like I said, I've already done a fairly decent job. Like they said, like they have straps on their arms, like they have a backpack. They have some signal on like the left strap of the backpack.
The helmets look like they're a different type of animals again.
Yeah.
I think they look like F1 motorcycle racers.
Yep. And like
that's
I said,
as easy
have,
to
like...
describe it as ever. They wear the same kind of jackets that those guys wear.
Yep.
They wear what looks like motorcycle helmets more than anything else.
With epic shades built into them.
With shades built into the helmets.
The morpher looks like it's on the left wrist.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not sure what's going on with the belt necessarily.
Yeah, I'm trying to describe it, but they look about the same.
They just look like they got a little mark on a metal piece.
Okay, here's the easiest way to describe the belt, and it's going to sound ridiculous. Take a piece of pizza, go midway up, and, like, cut across. So that way then all you have is, like, essentially the crust portion and then, like, a little square that kind of juts out of it. Like,
and they all wear the weird look. They all wear the boots that are due to their color. These Rangers are one of the first that we've seen, though, that the under part, like the pants, they didn't do, like, white.
Yeah.
Instead, it's the tops that have the white on the
sides. It's literally like a pleather-looking black with like a racing stripe down the side in their colors.
Which looks more plain, normal.
Yeah. I'm, like, these guys I'm digging on hardcore.
Next! Oh, there's two, okay, there's a robot bunny thing.
Now I'm just majorly confused, though, because they have weapons... Like, it looks like Blue's holding, like, some form of, like, baton dagger-looking thing. Red's got, like, a gun.
Some kind of gun.
He looks like he's got one of those experimental guns you'd find in a Ghostbusters cartoon.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're Ghostbusters.
Yellow's got another weird kind of gun, too.
But then here's what's even more weird about it. So then they show the actual actors in, like, their, like, the normal get-up clothes, which... Those actually look pretty.
Those don't look bad to me either.
Those look kind of similar to the SPD kind of outfit.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, those were kind of pimp. Like the out of morphed suits looked awesome, but now I'm confused because there's like two dudes standing in the background, yeah. And I can't tell if those are extra rangers or if those are supposed to be the baddies.
They could be baddies, and
especially with the blue one stepping on the one guy's foot.
No, I think they match the rangers. Because look, she has a weird bunny thing on her helmet, and there's a bunny robot thing, so she got the weirdest one of them all. And then look at his face, the red ones, and look back at
the... Got a motorcycle back there or something?
The guy behind him has handlebars on his head.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I wonder if he turns into a bike. And then the blue ring.
I'm wondering if that's actually just like a bonus.
When you grade a show on only when you do this show, we're talking only costumes. We don't know anything about these shows normally.
Yeah.
So this is bizarre.
We should probably watch it.
Next.
I almost would just based off costume.
I would.
Go team.
Oh, we got
they found a double A.
Got some little detail on the belt there on the left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the belt.
It looks like G-E-L or something.
Gel?
I think it's the
G-E-I, maybe?
It might be the, what is it? The name of the Rangers.
Sure, that's not an O, since they're Go Busters. She's not a G-O.
There's an O under.
It could be
G-B. No, I'm actually convinced that it says Gel. Because of
Gel?
I don't know. All I know is
that would be cool.
It's a check mark with what looks like a circle behind it with a G carved into the check mark. That's all I know.
It looks like a G.
And I'm having troubles like making out the extra stuff to it.
I'm looking up at that top one, and it's looking a lot like Go.
I'm looking at the belt one.
On their shoulder?
Yeah.
Regardless, everything is okay now that they got
it. It's GB.
Is it?
They're Go Busters. It's GB.
Okay.
Look at it.
See, that's what I was trying to figure.
Okay, damn. GB.
Gel would have been hilarious.
Gel.
I'm digging their shades. I don't know why, but I am.
I'm digging it. They're also colored.
They are actually shades, too. Look at the side of the helmet.
Uh-huh. Like I said, the yellow's not as much, but, like, the red shades look awesome, and, like, the blues look like the Terminator shades, kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, from T2,
I think the Yellow Ranger got the worst... It just doesn't seem like it fits her helmet.
She's got those awesome old-style aviator glasses.
Yeah.
So far, in my opinion, the Red Rangers are the coolest.
Next!
Oh, look.
Okay, they all get those daggers.
Okay.
Daggers.
And the Morpher actually looks pimp, now that you can see it on the red.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad.
Yeah, these guys are actually pretty fucking hardcore.
God, these guys might actually get a great rating.
I know they will for
next! Oh, they get battleizers.
Awesome.
Weird armor pieces.
Shoulder pad armors.
No, yeah. they got these. They got
they got gauntlets.
And they got shin things like gauntlet boots or whatever. I can't remember what you call those. Greaves.
Yeah, grievouses or whatever.
Think,
yeah.
I think that these battleizers are a little greaves. Sad.
Goddamn stars.
They get something.
They get something. I mean, yes, we've seen...
It's better than our shiny suit.
Oh, yeah, but still.
We got...
Yeah.
Next. There you go.
Helmets are different now.
I guess there's
like
two modes.
Now they're paintball rangers.
I guess.
Look at the Red Ranger. He's got teeth.
That's what I just said. And the blue's got teeth, too. Like,
yeah.
And then they...
Like a bear, gorilla.
The yellow.
Looks more like the hippo teeth, though.
Yeah,
hippo
that's a ranger that we've never seen. Hippo guy.
Ranger.
Duke and someone is hippo. Oh my god, I hope.
Bonnie still looks stupid, though.
No, they added buck teeth to
Bonnie. Oh,
yeah, they did.
The best.
I just like the fact that the extra armor almost looks like it's a flak jacket.
Yeah, just like a vest thing.
Yeah, now if they come across an enemy who's also shooting guns, like
just because I don't think the Yellow Ranger's glasses work with the helmet,
they don't.
Doesn't mean that she's not actually one of the cooler ones because she's got a bunny.
Next,
we haven't seen him.
They're fighting the Baby Bib Rangers.
Holy poopy.
They are doing battle with the Baby Bib Rangers.
that's assuming that's actually them and not like that is transformation.
That's fine, but those are definitely the Baby Bibs.
Kick their ass.
Baby
Bib. Rock the Baby Bibs. Destroy them.
What, 5 against 3?
Yeah, 5 on 3.
These guys do need 2 more people to complete their team. I wonder if they get...
Yeah, but if it comes down to even being a stalemate, that means that they're still the stronger Rangers.
True.
Considering the fact that there's 3 of them taking on 5.
Five older Rangers.
Yeah, 5 older Rangers.
What am I looking at here on the Red Ranger, though? Do you see that? I noticed that, too.
There's some weird...
Is that a lightsaber scythe?
I don't know.
Is it a scythe? Oh, my God. That would be kind of pimp. That would be pimp, dude. He would win everything.
That or could just be a screw-up in the picture. Who knows, but...
The Yellow Ranger looks like she's fucking frightened. Oh, my God, they're Baby Bib Rangers! I'm not quite sure what the Blue Ranger's doing.
He's starting to do the hand job.
He's shooting something or something. Like, there's like a string...
He also does the Baby Bib Rangers that are doing stuff.
He also doesn't look like he's facing them.
The Baby Bib Rangers are doing stuff. They're being sad.
No, they got some sad ass fucking gear, dude. They...
Next. Anyway. Yeah, those are weird. Things.
The Blue Ranger's dude is got like a steering wheel for
I think,
a face.
Do they go together and form a motorcycle?
Look at the red.
Possibility.
Might be their Zord.
The Zord has boobs?
What?
The red Zord over there kind of looks like it has boobs.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm thinking they go together and form a motorcycle. Look, the rabbit's like a speedometer.
Oh.
He's handlebars.
But he has a steering wheel for a face, so it's two different vehicles.
Oh, weird. Oh.
Yeah, maybe each of them become
a vehicle. Do each of them become
a vehicle? Yeah.
Because the feet look like pedals
on the blues.
Dude.
And
he's
on the
got
bunny
a
too,
bunny.
Like there's like wheels under the bunny feet.
So, yeah, so this is going to sound ridiculous. Think Fooly Cooly for the rabbit. It's the yellow Vespa.
Yes! Yes!
The blue, I'm not certain, but possibly a go-kart, so he's Mario Karting everywhere. And the red is snow. He gets a bitch that turns into a motorcycle.
Regardless of how cool that sounds, the Yellow Ranger wins with the fucking bunny Vespa. So she's winning because
next
of the bunny.
Oh, look.
Now
there's
some
other
guys.
This is a fucking...
Looks like a silver and a
I'm
gold.
I'm not digging on this guy on the left here.
Oh, he looks
what, the Goldie dude?
Yeah.
No, but
yeah,
this other dude is looking kind of sweet.
Either gold or copper, whatever.
Yeah, the gold, silver, copper, white, whatever the fuck
fucking
color you want to call
copper Ranger. You're sad. Go away.
Like, he's kind of bitching looking, but yeah, that
he's
gold
not,
guy, not so much.
It's like, if I was that guy, they're like, Shane Morph, I'm like, no thanks.
They're the Pokemon Rangers. There's a
next
blue, a red, and a yellow with a
there
gold and silver.
There they are. We see them better now.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
The gold looks a little bit better, but not too
much.
And they seem to be all dudes but the yellow.
That's very common.
And
actually,
again, when it comes down to this, for describing the two add-on Rangers now, watch the YouTube. Don't take this with you in this instance.
These ones...
Because
YouTube
on the portable device.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, that
they still follow the same format. They still look like those F1 bikes or whatever.
The goldish Ranger or whatever, his suit is a little bit different than everybody else's, but the teal Ranger looks like the others, a little bit different, but he looks more like the other Rangers than the gold one. Look at that. Look at his fucking feet. He's got like what?
Extra things on his feet for the gold.
This silver dude's wearing some awesome Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
I'm digging the shades, actually.
Does he have eyebrows? Do they have eyebrows? The add-on Rangers? Do they get eyebrows? Is that what I'm seeing on the helmet?
On the silver, it looks like, yes.
Dude, Ray-Bans and eyebrows.
Yeah.
So far, you're number 2. Until I see what animal you have, the bunny is winning.
Dude!
The gold gets last, in my opinion.
What's going on with the gold's feet?
You mean the extra stuff? Scotty just asked that.
For kicking people.
You asked that too?
I noticed it and I was like, what the fuck? Maybe it's for kicking people in the face harder. Maybe he has to compensate because he looks like a homo.
Dang. Next. Okay. Oh, they get swords too. But they
definitely
get more something like they get something more like a sword or a saber.
I was about to say those look more like sabers, whereas the others look like just either short swords or just your standard dagger type of
thing.
Like,
you can't see the
Gold
Ranger's weapon because he's backstabbing the Red
Ranger. I want to be leader. Nobody wants you to be the leader. But definitely eyebrows on that silverish guy.
Eyebrows? That looks like an antenna in front of him or something.
I'm like...
No, on the silver.
The silver has eyebrows.
I'm talking about the gold.
The gold, it looks like he's got one of those, like, samurai things. You know what I mean?
He has
like
one of those epic mustaches, but it's on his forehead.
Yeah.
Next.
Forehead stash.
Oh.
Wow,
yellow Buster, people. Stag Buster, Red Buster, Beat Buster, Blue. Oh, Beat and Stag, huh?
Oh, so they're like the Beetleborg Rangers. They're literally beetles.
Huh.
It's a stag beetle.
Which I guess it's the eyebrow kind of thing. They're intense.
Yeah. Okay, now that makes sense. All right.
But the stag one, it says a voice actor, so... He might not be the actual actor playing the role or something.
That's a possibility, considering the fact that everybody else, like, literally has, like, an action shot.
Okay, the Red Ranger's scaring me. With his smile. Look at that. It's fucking creepy.
Oh, he likes you, Shane.
Yeah. So does the fucking...
Including the Gold Ranger kind of looking
yeah.
like the dude who plays Loki.
Tom Hiddleston? Yeah.
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 I wonder if this other one might be, like...
Yeah, but
like
I do,
if he's a robot or something, because he only has a voice actor. I wonder if he never is out of the suit ever.
That's
possible.
I am.
We have seen that before.
I do like how that guy doesn't look at the camera.
Well, that's because that's a voice actor picture. I don't think he's in the show.
Yeah.
Not physically.
So the silver teal ranger is a voice actor, huh?
Yeah, I was about to say, to put that in perspective, that kind of be like, okay, so
or the Phantom Ranger that we got.
Yeah.
We never saw him out of the suit. It was only a voice actor.
What about that Robo Knight guy from the...
Yeah, there's that dumb guy, too.
But...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that'd be like them doing, like, a live-action version of Futurama or something, but they'd still get John DiMaggio Bender.
Digging the Blue Ranger's last name.
So they just get a random picture of him.
Baba?
Huh. Baba! Awesome.
Next.
Anyway. Wait, the red's name
Wait,
was
we
Suzuki.
Got...
And he's the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, there's another new guy. Friggin' somebody from Battlestar Galactica fell into the show.
No, you know what that reminds me of? The way he's standing and everything? No joke, it reminds me of a much more up-to-date version of Alpha.
I was actually gonna say that.
And with a different helmet, but like, look how the way he's standing.
They pulled Alpha out of storage again.
And put a new fucking head on him.
They remodeled Alpha.
Yeah.
No, I don't see that.
Really?
I'm sorry.
I don't know how you don't
Especially since Alpha was only like 4 feet tall and...
I says up to date.
And it was a girl.
Up to date. It can still... What, women can't be tall? That could be a woman. We don't know. Tall woman. Amazonian.
Okay.
Plus, it could just be like a visitor from outer space, too.
Which would make him a Battlestar Galactica.
Or he could be completely out of
just
place.
Just saying.
He could be completely out of place, but it's fine. Let him be out of place.
I just like how at 7:41, it looks like there's either been an explosion or there's about to be an explosion.
And they're all like, dude, check it out.
Dude, they're all looking like, dude, there's fire. Shit went down. And I think we're late.
Yeah.
But the robot guy does look like he's ready to dance.
That might actually be after the... God.
He's going to do the robot.
I'm just saying.
But anyway, that might be after they've morphed. Like, that's just the last asset of the graphic of them morphing.
God, that Beat Buster, dude. I don't know, dude. He kind of is making me sad. I don't like how he looks. The stag guy looks pretty sweet, and everybody else looks pretty sweet, but that dude, you and the robot are out of place.
The robot is way out of place.
How many shows have we done?
I can at least say that that dude looks like he belongs. The gold guy, he might not look as good as the others, but I can tell that he belongs in the show.
Yeah.
This dude over here.
Yeah, that robot dude, guy does
dude,
not
Dude, the
look.
Robot guy is out of place, yes, but...
Yeah, but again, how many series have we been through where they're like, oh, well, here's finally a Sixth Ranger, and the Sixth Ranger looks, I don't know, retardedly out of place.
Yeah, like
happens
like
more.
Doug Funny Vest wearing.
Yes! That happens more often than...
Yes, it happens more often than, you know, you would actually seem to think.
No joke. Next.
And we're back.
Okay. Here comes, who is the coolest ranger?
Red.
I gotta be cliche for once.
Red.
Dang.
Yellow.
I'm going red.
I knew I was gonna lose, but because you guys hate bunnies.
Don't get me wrong.
He does look really cool.
Too.
Red looks good on the concept, though, because it's like that, like I said, it's like those motorcycle racers.
Mm-hmm.
That red just looks good on the concept design. Even if he did forget his backpacks, he only put his straps on this morning.
Bunny haters.
So, people, it's time for some voting.
Yeah, which sucks, because I was going to rate these guys, like, super high, but, like, the add-on
ranges,
man.
Ah, that just dropped
him. If it was legit just the three, they didn't have the add-ons, these guys would have got, like, a 4.5. But because of the add-ons, I gotta give them just a 4. Like, even though the add-ons kinda suck, these guys still look pretty damn cool.
Well, at least the robot-looking dude is aesthetically pleasing to stare at.
Sex robot. Can I get another fucking cell, please?
Hump in the bars.
I'll hump the bars. Whitest kid you know. I'm sorry.
Scotty.
Hey, acting! Can you run to play 5 minutes because that fat piece of shit was still talking?
I'm doing 4.5.
Shelly.
I'm in agreement with Seth on that. It kind of loses because of, you know, what you're saying, the add-on, so I'll go with 4 as well.
Billy says... Yeah, I'm at a 4 also, I think. The Battlestar Galactica guy really hurts me. Like, I don't even understand what he's doing here. I really don't.
Sesame Street, which one of these things just doesn't belong here?
Right.
One of these things is not like the other one.
Yeah, for me, it's the fucking gold, dude. You don't need to be there.
You would take the gold. You would take this robot and fit in.
He's aesthetically pleasing to stare at compared to that gold motherfucker.
At least the gold dude.
Sex robot. That's
the gold dude looks like he belongs here. He might not look like them, but he's not that different from when we put the fucking White Ranger in Mighty Morphin.
Yeah,
like that looked like it belonged. He looked close enough, so we got away with it. But the White Ranger didn't look like he belonged in our show.
No. But he was awesome.
Look, he fit better than that robot over there.
Dude, we don't even know what that robot's doing. Maybe
I don't need to know what that robot is doing. It's in the show. I can see it
right there. Maybe it's their fucking...
Don't get me wrong, alpha.
I didn't like the blue Centurion either.
I'm pretty sure if we actually sat down and watched this, though, the robot ranger, like, would somehow start making more sense.
Unless it's a one-episode thing.
Yeah, exactly. But based off just the picture, no, dude. You're completely wrong. He makes no fucking sense here.
3.5.
He's not a biker. He's not 3.5.
Okay. Dang.
So these guys just got a solid 4.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's actually pretty good for
That's actually still pretty close to being, like, one of the highest ranked.
Man, we are moving through this show
at a rapid pace.
At a rapid pace, actually. Way faster than I imagined it would have. In fact, there are only
three series left.
Yep.
Yeah.
Before we jump into our next thing. So, suggestions in the comments below would start to be appreciated because we don't care to really stop the show. We're thinking about doing everything from going back over to review all the robots and Zords, going back through to getting all of the Ranger games that I've been able to collect, which, believe me, it's not much. It's only like four, but do a couple Let's Plays, like try to actually beat the movie game and whatnot. Yeah.
And including the Mighty Morphin I gave you for the Super Nintendo, which is pain in the ass.
Yep.
The second boss is the only thing that trips me up. After that, the rest of the game is not that difficult.
So we might do something like that, but I think it's time to start getting from the fans, the viewers of the show. If you guys have some ideas, please let us know. And also, it has been brought to our attention many, many, many times, and we're now filming currently, so this won't keep happening. We've missed some Rangers. Now, I'm in talk with one of the guys right now on the page.
The comments
on the comments at YouTube.
And he is going to send me the Rangers we've missed for a special episode of We Forgot These Guys.
Which means that they need to go to FandomKnight.com, grab the email, and send it to the email.
Yes, that would be very helpful. FandomKnight.com, send me the Rangers we didn't talk about. So, we're out of here.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.